Hey everyone, and welcome back to AI Unravel, the podcast that helps you navigate the wild world of AI news. I'm your host, and as always, we're diving into the latest headlines and breakthroughs. Just a quick reminder before we get started, if you're enjoying these deep dives into the AI landscape, hit that subscribe button and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help more folks discover the show.
Absolutely, and it helps us keep these insights coming right to your earbuds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's jump right into it. Today, we're tackling the AI news that exploded on February 22nd, 2025. And let me tell you, it's a roller coaster. We've got AI designing chips so advanced we can't even understand them. Humanoid robots poised to enter our homes. And even some surprising developments from North Korea's tech scene.
That's a lot to unpack, but that's what we're here for, right?
Absolutely. So to kick things off, let's start with a dose of optimism. MIT just launched a consortium dedicated to responsible AI development. And they've got some heavy hitters on board. We're talking Coca-Cola, OpenAI, and a bunch of other big names.
It's interesting to see this kind of collaboration, especially with companies like Coca-Cola that aren't traditionally seen as tech giants. It highlights how AI is infiltrating every industry imaginable.
Right. It's not just about Silicon Valley anymore.
Yeah.
But I am curious, what's the real motivation behind this consortium? Is it just good PR? Or are they genuinely trying to tackle the ethical challenges of AI?
I think there's a genuine concern growing within these organizations about the potential pitfalls of unchecked AI development. They're seeing the headlines, the public debates, and they're realizing that building ethical and trustworthy AI isn't just a nice to have, it's a necessity.
So what are some of the specific ethical challenges they're looking to address? We've talked before about bias in algorithms, privacy concerns, even the potential for job displacement. Is this consortium taking concrete steps to mitigate these issues?
From what I've gathered, their focus is on three key areas. First, establishing clear guidelines for responsible AI development, kind of like a code of ethics for the industry. Second, they're investing in research and development to address specific ethical challenges, like bias detection and mitigation in AI systems. And third, they're aiming to foster public dialogue and education around AI to ensure that these technologies are developed with public input and understanding.
That's encouraging to hear.
Yeah.
It seems like they're trying to get ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Rather than playing catch up after the fact. But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about Apple. They're integrating their Apple Intelligence into the Vision Pro, which is their augmented reality headset. I have to admit, the name Apple Intelligence sounds a bit ominous, like something out of a sci-fi thriller.
Well, it's certainly a bold move, but in essence, it's about taking Siri to the next level and embedding it into your augmented reality experience. Think real-time translations overlaid onto your field of vision, advanced gesture controls, and personalized recommendations based on what you're seeing and interacting with in the real world.
So it's not just about making our phones smarter. It's about augmenting our reality with AI. That is some pretty mind-blowing possibilities, but also some potential downsides.
Exactly. On the one hand, imagine being able to walk through a foreign city and have everything seamlessly translated in real time, or being able to learn new skills by having step-by-step instructions overlaid onto your physical environment. The potential for education, travel, even just everyday tasks is immense.
But what about the potential for distraction, information overload, or even manipulation? Could this technology make us even more reliant on our devices, further blurring the lines between the real and the virtual?
Those are valid concerns, and ones that Apple and other companies developing AR and AI technologies need to address head-on. It's all about finding the right balance, harnessing the power of these tools without becoming enslaved by them.
And speaking of powerful tools, Hugging Face,
yeah,
a platform known for its open-source AI models, just released something called SmallVLM2. The name sounds kind of cute, but I'm guessing there's more to it than meets the eye.
You're absolutely right. Despite the playful name, SmallVLM2 is a lightweight AI model that's capable of bringing something called video understanding to any device.
Okay, break that down for me. What does video understanding actually mean in practical terms?
Imagine an AI that can not only see what's happening in a video, but also understand the context, the actions, the emotions. This could revolutionize everything from content moderation on social media platforms, to security monitoring, to even personalized entertainment recommendations.
So instead of just identifying objects or faces in a video, this AI can actually interpret the narrative, the story unfolding within the footage?
Exactly. It's about moving beyond basic image recognition to a deeper level of comprehension. For example, imagine a security camera that can not only detect a person entering a restricted area, but also analyze their behavior to determine if they pose a threat. or an educational platform that can tailor lessons based on a student's facial expressions, and engagement with the video content. The possibilities are truly vast.
It's mind-boggling to think how quickly AI is advancing. But it's not all sunshine and roses. There's some news that's a bit more, shall we say, unsettling. Apparently, AI is now designing computer chips that are superior to anything humans can engineer. And here's the kicker. We don't even fully understand how these AI-designed chips work.
It's both fascinating and a bit unnerving. Researchers essentially gave the AI a set of parameters and let it loose. The result? Chips that are not only more efficient, but also utilize designs that human engineers wouldn't have even considered.
It's like AI is speaking a language we haven't learned yet, and it's already outperforming us in certain domains. That raises some big questions about control, transparency, and the future of human ingenuity.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that as we create increasingly sophisticated AI systems, we need to be mindful of the potential consequences. We need to ensure that we maintain a level of understanding and control over these technologies, even as they surpass our own capabilities in certain areas.
It's a delicate balance, for sure. And speaking of balance, there's some interesting strategic maneuvering happening in the AI landscape. OpenAI is shifting some of its computing needs away from Microsoft and toward SoftBank. What's the play here?
It's a move that sparked a lot of speculation. Some see it as OpenAI seeking greater independence. They've been heavily reliant on Microsoft's cloud infrastructure. But by diversifying their resources, they might be looking to have more control over their destiny.
Less of a cozy partnership.
Yeah.
And more of a strategic power play.
Potentially. There's also the financial aspect to consider. OpenAI's computational needs, and therefore their expenses, are projected to skyrocket in the coming years as they develop even more advanced AI models, securing access to SoftBank's resources, particularly their investments in AI-specific data centers, could be a savvy move to stay ahead of the curve.
It makes sense from a business perspective, but it also raises questions about the influence of big tech companies on AI development. Are we headed towards a future where a handful of corporations control the most powerful AI technologies?
It's a valid concern. As AI becomes increasingly intertwined with economic and geopolitical power, we need to be vigilant about ensuring that these technologies are developed and deployed ethically and responsibly. We need to avoid a scenario where AI becomes a tool for consolidating power in the hands of a select few.
It's a reminder that AI isn't just about technological advancements. It's about power, control, and the future of our society. But before we get too deep into those philosophical waters, let's take a look at something a bit more concrete. Robots. Specifically, the humanoid kind.
Ah, yes. The robots. A Norwegian company called 1X just unveiled a humanoid robot designed for home assistance.
Yeah.
It's a sleek, futuristic-looking machine that's designed to handle basic household tasks, provide companionship, and offer a degree of personalized care.
So we're talking Rosie from the Jetsons, but without the sassy attitude. Is this the dawn of the robot butler era?
Not quite that advanced yet, but it's a significant step in that direction. The robot is capable of learning your routines, adapting to your needs, and even engaging in basic conversation.
Hold on. Companionship. Are we talking about robots becoming our friends now?
It's an interesting question. For elderly individuals or people with disabilities, having a robot companion could potentially alleviate loneliness and provide practical support. But it also raises ethical questions about the nature of human-robot relationships and the potential for emotional dependency.
It's a slippery slope. On the one hand, it's great to have technology that can assist those in need. But on the other hand, are we outsourcing our human connections to machines? And what are the long-term implications for our social fabric?
These are questions we need to grapple with. As these technologies become increasingly integrated into our lives, it's not about rejecting technological progress, but about ensuring that it serves humanity rather than diminishes it.
Well said. And speaking of serving humanity, let's shift gears to the geopolitical arena. Things are getting a bit tense in the world of AI, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. We've seen OpenAI take a firm stance against the misuse of their technology, banning accounts linked to the development of Chinese surveillance tools targeting Western nations. This move highlights the growing concerns about the weaponization of AI and the potential for international conflict.
So AI is officially on the battlefield now, that we're saying?
It's not that black and white. The issue here is about drawing ethical lines in the sand. OpenAI is essentially saying that they will not allow their technology to be used for purposes that violate human rights or undermine international security.
Which is commendable.
Yeah.
But it also raises some tricky questions about who gets to decide what's ethical and what's not. Is it up to individual companies? governments, or some kind of international governing body?
Those are the questions we need to be asking. As AI becomes increasingly powerful and pervasive, we need clear guidelines and regulations to prevent its misuse. We're entering uncharted territory here, and the stakes are incredibly high.
It's a sobering thought. And speaking of sobering thoughts, let's talk about the legal battle brewing over AI and intellectual property rights. Court filings have revealed that Meta employees discuss using copyrighted content to train their AI models. This has opened up a Pandora's box of legal questions about ownership, fair use, and the very nature of creativity at the age of AI.
This is a thorny issue. On the one hand, artists and creators deserve to have their intellectual property protected. On the other hand, AI models need vast amounts of data to learn and evolve. Where do we draw the line? How do we ensure that AI development doesn't come at the expense of human creativity and innovation?
Those are questions that courts and lawmakers around the world are grappling with right now. There are no easy answers. But one thing is clear. We're entering a new era where the legal frameworks surrounding creativity and innovation need to be re-examined in light of AI's growing capabilities. And now for something completely different. Remember that unexpected news out of North Korea I mentioned earlier?
I do indeed. I'm curious to see where this goes.
Well, hold on to your hats, because it's a wild one. Despite international sanctions and restrictions, North Korea is reportedly using ChatGPT, the powerful AI chatbot developed by OpenAI, for education and AI development.
That's surprising, to say the least. Despite their isolation, it seems they're finding ways to tap into the global AI ecosystem.
It makes you wonder what their motivations are. Are they genuinely interested in using AI for educational purposes? Or is there something more strategic at play?
It's difficult to say for sure, but it's a reminder that AI is a global phenomenon, and its impact will be felt far and wide, regardless of political boundaries or ideologies.
It's a world of possibilities, both exciting and unsettling. But before we dive deeper into those possibilities, let's take a quick moment to remind you that you can play a part in supporting independent media like this podcast. Your donations help us stay ad-free and keep these conversations going. You'll find all the details in the show notes. We'll be right back after this short message.
Welcome back, everyone. Before the break, we were just starting to dig into the surprising news of North Korea utilizing ChatGPT. It's certainly a head-scratcher.
Right? You've got this incredibly isolated nation facing strict sanctions, and yet they're somehow managing to use one of the most advanced AI tools out there.
It really highlights the accessibility of AI technology. Even with restrictions in place, these tools are finding their way into unexpected corners of the world. It begs the question, what are they using it for?
My mind went straight to some spy movie scenario, hacking the CIA, training robot spies, you know.
The works. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. The report suggests it's primarily for education and basic AI development. Think of it like this. They're trying to level up their tech game, and ChatGPT is a readily available tool that can help them do just that.
So maybe not an immediate threat to global security, but still a fascinating peep behind the curtain. It makes you think about the long-term implications. What happens when a nation with a history of secrecy starts dabbling in cutting-edge AI?
It's a valid concern. It underscores the need for international cooperation and dialogue around AI. We need to establish norms and guidelines that ensure this technology is used responsibly, regardless of who's wielding it.
Speaking of responsible use, let's loop back to those ethical concerns we touched on earlier. With AI evolving at such a rapid pace, are we doing enough to address the potential risks? I mean, we've talked about bias in algorithms, job displacement, even the use of AI in autonomous weapon systems. It feels like a lot to juggle.
Yeah, it's a complex landscape, that's for sure. But I do see positive steps being taken. Think about the MIT consortium we discussed. That's a direct response to the growing awareness of ethical challenges. We're also seeing more discussion and debate in the public sphere, which is crucial for raising awareness and holding those in power accountable.
But is awareness enough? It sometimes feels like we're playing catch-up, constantly reacting to the latest AI breakthrough instead of proactively shaping its development.
I understand that feeling. But remember, we're not powerless. We have a voice, a choice in how this technology unfolds by staying informed, engaging in critical discussions, and demanding transparency from those developing AI. We can influence its trajectory. We can push for AI that serves humanity, not the other way around.
You know, you're right. It's easy to get caught up in the hype and fear surrounding AI. But ultimately, it's a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill. It all comes down to the choices we make, the values we prioritize.
Precisely. And those choices need to be made collectively. This isn't just about tech companies or governments. It's about all of us. We need to have those difficult conversations, challenge assumptions, and work together to ensure AI is used for the benefit of all humankind.
Now that's a mission I can get behind. And speaking of missions, let's take a moment to acknowledge the incredible support we've received from our listeners. This podcast wouldn't be possible without your contributions. If you're enjoying AI Unraveled and want to help us keep these deep dives free and accessible to everyone, consider making a donation. Every little bit helps. And you can find all the details in the show notes.
We truly appreciate your generosity. It allows us to remain independent and continue bringing you insightful analysis without any corporate strings attached.
Exactly. We're all about keeping things unbiased and focused on what matters most, understanding the impact of AI on our world. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming. Before the break, we were discussing the emergence of humanoid robots designed for home assistance. It's a development that's both exciting and a bit unsettling. On the one hand, imagine having a robot that can handle those mundane chores, freeing up your time for more meaningful pursuits.
It's a tempting proposition, isn't it? Imagine coming home after a long day to a perfectly tidy house, dinner already prepped, and a robot companion ready to engage in conversation. It sounds like something out of a sci-fi novel.
It does, doesn't it? But it also raises some deeper questions about the nature of work, leisure, and human connection. Are we becoming too reliant on technology to manage our lives? Are we sacrificing genuine human interaction for the convenience of robot companionship?
Those are questions we can't shy away from. As we integrate these technologies into our homes and lives, we need to be mindful of the potential consequences. It's not about rejecting progress, but about ensuring that technology enhances our lives rather than diminishes them.
It's all about striking that balance.
Right.
Embracing the possibilities while staying grounded in our human values. And speaking of human values, the news about AI designing superior computer chips has really got me thinking. It's incredible to see what AI can achieve, but it also makes you wonder about the future of human ingenuity.
It's a fascinating paradox. On the one hand, AI is a testament to human creativity and innovation. We created these systems after all. But on the other hand, as AI surpasses human capabilities in certain domains, it forces us to confront our own limitations and reassess our role in a world increasingly shaped by intelligent machines.
It's almost like AI is holding up a mirror to ourselves, challenging us to evolve and adapt. If machines can design better chips than us, what does that say about human intelligence? Where do we go from here?
Those are profound questions. It's not about seeing AI as a threat, but as a catalyst for growth. If machines can excel in certain areas, perhaps it frees us to focus on those things that make us uniquely human. Creativity, empathy, critical thinking, the very qualities that are difficult to replicate in artificial systems.
I like that perspective. It's not about human versus machine, but about human and machine working together to unlock new possibilities. But to do that effectively, we need to understand how these AI systems work. The fact that we're already seeing AI design chips that we can't fully comprehend is a bit unsettling.
Transparency is key. We need to ensure that as AI systems become more complex and powerful, we don't lose sight of how they operate. It's not just about the outcomes. It's about understanding the processes, the logic, the decision-making pathways that drive those outcomes. Without that understanding, we risk ceding control to systems we can't fully comprehend.
It's like driving a car without knowing how the engine works. You might be able to get from point A to point B, but you're at the mercy of the machine. You're not truly in control. And when we're talking about something as powerful as AI, that lack of control can have serious consequences.
Precisely. We need to move beyond the black box mentality and demand greater transparency from those developing and deploying AI systems. It's not about stifling innovation. It's about ensuring responsible development, accountability, and ultimately a future where AI serves humanity, not the other way around.
It all comes back to that, doesn't it? AI is a tool for good. But to wield that tool effectively, we need knowledge, understanding, and a shared commitment to ethical principles. Yeah. We need to be active participants in shaping the future of AI, not passive bystanders watching from the sidelines.
Absolutely. The future of AI is not predetermined. It's a story that's still being written. And we all have a role to play in ensuring that it's a story with a happy ending, one where AI empowers us, connects us, and helps us build a better world for ourselves and future generations.
And on that hopeful note, let's remind our listeners that they too can be part of this story, whether it's through supporting this podcast, engaging in thoughtful discussions, or simply staying informed about the latest developments in AI. Each of us has the power to make a difference. We're all in this together, folks. Now, before we wrap up today's deep dive, I want to shift gears for a moment and talk about something that's near and dear to our hearts here at AI Unraveled, connecting with our incredible community.
We're constantly amazed by the insightful comments, questions, and perspectives we receive from our listeners. It's a constant reminder that we're not just talking into the void. We're part of a vibrant community of individuals who are passionate about exploring the world of AI.
Exactly. And for those of you who are looking to reach this engaged audience, who are eager to learn and connect with others in the AI space, we have an exciting opportunity for you. AI Unraveled offers a unique platform for businesses and organizations to share their message with thousands of professionals who are actively shaping the future of AI.
If you're looking to spread the word about your innovative products, services, or initiatives, consider advertising with us. You'll have the chance to connect with a highly targeted audience who are deeply invested in the world of artificial intelligence.
It's a fantastic way to reach those who are driving the conversation, shaping the trends, and pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI. For more information on how to partner with us and become part of the AI Unraveled community, check out the details in our show notes.
We're always excited to collaborate with those who share our passion for exploring the ever-evolving world of AI. So if you're ready to reach a dedicated audience of AI enthusiasts, tech professionals, and thought leaders, we encourage you to get in touch.
Now, as we approach the end of this whirlwind tour of AI news, I'm left with a lingering question. Are we truly prepared for the ethical, legal, and societal challenges that come with this rapidly advancing technology? It's a question that keeps me up at night, and I'm sure many of you share that same sense of unease.
It's a question that deserves careful consideration. We've seen glimpses of both the utopian and dystopian possibilities, from AI that can cure diseases to AI that can be used for surveillance and control. The choices we make today will determine which path we take, and the stakes couldn't be higher.
We've explored a lot of ground today, from the promise of responsible AI development to the complexities of AI-designed chips, from the emergence of humanoid robots in our homes to the geopolitical tensions surrounding the use of AI for surveillance and control. It's a lot to process, and it can feel overwhelming at times.
It's important to remember that we're not alone in this journey. There are countless individuals, organizations, and communities dedicated to shaping the future of AI in a way that benefits humanity by staying informed, engaging in dialogue, and demanding transparency and accountability from those developing and deploying AI systems. We can collectively navigate this uncharted territory.
And perhaps, through our collective efforts, we can harness the power of AI to create a more just, equitable, and sustainable world for ourselves and future generations. It's a challenging but inspiring vision, and one that's worth striving for, it really feels like. We're standing at a crossroads with AI. One path leads to incredible advancements, while the other, well, it's a bit more uncertain, maybe even a little scary.
It's that uncertainty that makes this whole conversation so crucial. We can't just sit back and watch things unfold. We need to be active participants in shaping the future of AI.
Absolutely. And that's where each of us comes in. We need to stay informed, engage in these discussions, and hold those in power accountable for developing and deploying AI responsibly.
It's about asking those tough questions, challenging assumptions, and making sure AI is used to benefit all of humanity, not just a select few.
Well said. Now, I'm curious, what stood out to you, our listener, from today's deep dive into the world of AI? What resonated with you? What questions are swirling in your mind?
We encourage you to join the conversation on our social media channels. Share your thoughts, your concerns, your hopes for the future of AI. Let's keep this dialogue going.
We're all in this together, folks. And as we wrap up this episode, we want to leave you with a final thought to ponder.
As AI becomes increasingly integrated into our lives, blurring the lines between human and machine, what will it mean to be human in this new era?
It's a question that will continue to evolve as the AI landscape shifts and transforms, but it's one worth grappling with as we navigate this uncharted territory. Thanks for joining us on AI Unraveled. Until next time, keep questioning, keep learning, and keep shaping the future you want to see.